From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is ancient tsunami driftwood. A large piece of 300-year-old driftwood washed up on the beach. This wood came ashore north of the Oysterville Approach, near the north end of Surfside Estates on the Long Beach Peninsula. This is a large root mass of western red cedar, weathered off on top to expose the buttress roots around the main trunk. There is an interesting hole on one side that may be the heart of the former tree. The mass is about 31 by 35 feet from overhead. Thanks to a drone photo taken by Bob Duke, the producer of Nature Notes, we can see, large as this mass is, it is only a portion of the original basal root structure. This image is posted on my Columbia Coast Natural History blog. Rockweed and green algae coated the saltwater edge of the root mass when it came ashore, which tells us that this root mass rested in saltwater on the edge of a marsh. Historic root masses outcrop in several places around Willapa Bay and Grays Harbor and are common on beach and marsh edges in these estuaries. The live algae and absence of gooseneck barnacles tells us that this root mass did not spend much time in the ocean. It washed out of its marsh and into the ocean and up on the beach in just a few weeks. For those who have followed Dr. Brian Atwater's work on historic tsunamis on the Cascadia subduction zone, this driftwood material is familiar. It is the remnant of lowland coniferous forest that covered this region prior to 1700 and which died due to subsistence and submergence in saltwater after that event. This driftwood illustrates a look back in time at a tree that died in the last subduction zone event. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.